Shalom and welcome to Psukei HaDaf on Brachos Daf Beis. We're at the beginning of a very exciting journey where we get to learn together not just the Daf itself, but we also get to learn and appreciate some of the Torah Shebichsav as it finds itself in the Torah Shebaal Peh. We're going to focus on Daf Beis and Aleph and Beis together. And on this Daf, we find four Psukim which are quoted by the Gemara, two of which we'll be focusing on today. The first Pasuk is really the most relevant Pasuk to this entire Perek, and that is the Pasuk which appears in Dvarim Perek Vov Pasuk Zayin, v'shinanton v'necha v'dibarta bam b'shivtocha b'veisecha uvelechtocha b'aderech uveshachbocha v'kumecha. You shall teach them to your children, you will speak about them when you sit in your houses, when you walk on your way, and when you go to sleep, and when you get up. The Gemara at this point in time darshans this to show us that we say Kriya Shema first at night, b'shachbocha, and then uvekumecha. It is one of the psukim which is rallied to support that. However, it's sometimes forgotten that this is actually not just simply teaching us that night comes before day. This is the framework of the entire first perek of Brachos. Because this paragraph, which has been quoted over here, is actually a pasuk in the first paragraph of Kriya Shema, as we know. And it is one of the two times in the Torah where the Torah explicitly tells us what we're supposed to be doing within what we are actually doing. Which means that during the paragraph which we're reading, it tells us exactly when it should be read. Vayua devarim ha'ele, these matters, minimally this paragraph, asher anachim etzavcha hayom al avavecha, should be on your heart, when, next pasuk, b'shach b'cha uvukumecha, when you go to sleep, and when you wake up. This should be the framework of your day. It should be the first thing you say in the mornings, and the last thing you say at night. And that is how Kriya Shema tells us about how we should do it itself. And that's why we started with Me'em Osai Karim Nishma Ba'arvis, because of that pasuk which tells us how to do Kriya Shema. It is worthwhile also noting that just while we're on this pasuk, there seems to be a little bit of incongruity in the pasuk by itself, and that is we're told about teaching our children. V'shinanton v'necha, that the Gemara later on darshans, v'shinanton v'necha she'em chudadim b'ficha, that the matters should be clear, should be sharp on their tongues. But the interesting thing is it never really tells us the how we teach them. It carries on to talk about how we walk, how we sit in our houses, and how we go to sleep and wake up. And that perhaps is exactly the idea. I once heard a beautiful Dvar Torah, that the way that we make sure that our children have it mechudadim mefihem, that they really appreciate Torah, is the way we walk around and talk about Torah. The way we go to sleep and the way we wake up is in fact the way that reflects the idea of v'shinanton v'necha. Moving on to the next and last pasuk today, we're going to focus on Nehemiah Perek Dalad, Psukim Tes Vav and Tes Zayin. The Gemara over here on Daf Beis Amud Beis is taking these psukim as a raya, as a proof about the idea of when Kriya Shema is said at night, because of the way it describes Tzeis HaKoychavim, at the time when the Mishmar starts, which is at the time of Stars Out. It's worthwhile also trying to understand what is really going on here. Who is Nehemiah? A little bit of historical context. Nehemiah is the drinks master of the Emperor of Persia, Artaxerxes. And he is a very, very famous and well-connected Jew, so much so that Artaxerxes, the king, the emperor, sends him as the governor, what's called a pecha in those days, to the kingdom or the vassal state of Judea, of Yehuda, which is the new fledgling state where the Persians have allowed the Jews to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Nehemiah goes there and he becomes the political leader of the time, when alongside him is Ezra, the spiritual leader of the time. And as governor of Judea, one of the roles he takes upon himself is to rebuild the destroyed walls of Jerusalem. And you would think that would be pretty easy, seeing as he is the political force of the time. However, he has people around him who are not so excited about this. We're told at the beginning of Perek Dalet that there are people whose names are Sanballat, Tuvia, Aravim, Ammonim, Ashdodim, a number of group of peoples where Sanballat, Tuvia, the Arabs, the Ammonites, the Ashdodim hear what's going on. They offer to try to help the Jews be part of this effort. The Jews refuse, and then they start making trouble. They start creating political unrest and start attacks, which forces Nehemiah to divide his troops. Half of the troops are going to be spent defending the city, and half of the troops are going to be spent actually building the walls of the city, which means a huge amount of his actual money is spent just on guarding, on guard duty. An unfortunate reality we see today reflected in the way we have to protect our shuls, in the way we have to protect our country, Israel, as well. So this, in fact, the Mishmar, which is talked about over here in this pasuk, which the Gemara is referencing, is a God duty and a work duty, which is being reflected in the way they have to build the walls of Yerushalayim, under attrition from their enemies. This concludes our Psukei HaDaf for today. Looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.